Well, it's back to football now, and as we've heard, Norwich City are enjoying a run of success at the moment. So we welcome an optimistic football chat from Chris Gorham and Rob Butler of BBC Radio Norfolk.
Hi everyone, it's Chris Gorham and Rob Butler from BBC Radio Norfolk here to look back at the last month in the life of Norwich City. And Rob, what a month it's been.
Couldn't ask for more. We've turned the corner, we've kept clean sheets, we've won away games that were on paper difficult. I mean, who'd have thought that Norwich would, at this stage of the season, have been able to say we won at Middlesbrough, Reading, Sheffield United, three of the toughest places to go, three teams that I think will definitely be up there at the end of the season. Even though Reading have had a bad run, I still think they're a good side, they've got a good manager. But the most impressive win was definitely, for me, Sheffield United, because, all right, yeah, brilliant to beat Middlesbrough. You know, they've just come down for the Premier League, but that was an epic battle against Sheffield United. We had to be a little bit clever, we had to time waste, we had to fight, we had to kick, we had to battle. The fans, you know, we know what happened after the unsavoury scenes there. It was horrible. But we went there and got the win, and that's all that matters. And that shows that this Norwich City team have got grit and determination. And I'm really proud of my team right now.
Yeah, it's been great, hasn't it? And at the end of August, they were in the bottom three of the Championship. They'd just been hammered 4-0 by Millwall. It's been such a turnaround. Five straight clean sheets in the league. Norwich City have never done that before. Never mind a good run. They've never done it before. So we're always very quick to criticise people. Who should we be praising? Who takes the credit for this good run?
The players, massively, but Daniel Farke for me. I'm not going to overlook the players, because the likes of James Maddison's been absolutely brilliant. Tim Close has come in and done a great job. Christoph Zimmermann, the defenders have been brilliant. The much maligned defenders that Norwich have got. But I ultimately give all the credit to Daniel Farke, because he has turn them players around. He's gone in there, he's looked at what's happened at Millwall. We were all beside ourselves, you know, we were crying on the way home thinking, are we going to even stay up, you know? And he's gone in there, he's had an international break to sort it out, he's turned it round, he's made what will look like below average players look like world beaters. Daniel Farke, for me, I think I'm comfortable to say, is the real deal. It's not hyperbole. He is the man. Hyperbole, I should say. He is the man. He's the man who's going to really get Norwich going again. And, all right, we might not go up this season, but the long term, I think we've got a great head coach, and I'm really excited for the future with Daniel Farke. What about you? What do you think?
Well, yeah, we did a radio show at the very start of the season with Stuart Webber, didn't we, the sporting director, and he said he was quite bullish. He says he felt they had the best coach in the Championship in Daniel Farke, and that was before a ball had been kicked. And I think the way the season started, and many of us did expect a slow start, so maybe we shouldn't have been that surprised that Norwich were in the bottom three at the end of August. But the speed of the turnaround has been incredible. He's got the team very well organised. I know that's helped. And I think his recruitment, he's been involved with it along with Stuart Webber. You can only praise that the players that they've brought in, that they made 11 signings over the summer. Most of them have had a part to play. Most of them have done something good so far at some point. Some of them have really stood out. Christoph Zimmermann is looking a great player. Tom Tribal has helped to transform the team.
And they were Stieperman, the two we didn't even think about. I mean, even Stieperman, those three you've just named, none of us thought, oh, they were just here as sort of squad mate, if anything. And they're the main men.
But they've all, the only one that you could say has had a poor start to his Norwich career would be Marcel Franco, who's not in the team anymore. But, you know, if a club is going to sign 11 players, you would expect two or three of those not to come off. It used to happen to Manchester United. Now, Sir Alec Ferguson, you can look back at his career. And
Eric Jemba.
He signed some duffers, didn't he? Do you remember that goalkeeper, Taibbi, who couldn't catch a cold?
Yeah.
They had so many of them, didn't they? And it does happen. So just to bring in 11 players, and I know we're only 2 months into the season, but the hit rate, the success rate of what those players have done so far, they haven't all been brilliant every week, but they've all played a part. And it's a bit like when England won the Ashes in 2005. And, you know, if Steve Harmison had a bad day, Matt Hoggard would bowl well. And Norwich have got that at the moment, where you don't have the same player standing out every week. Nelson Oliveira at the start of the season, he's faded a bit, he's been injured. Cameron Jerome's played well. James Maddison's been in that and played well.
Look at Cameron at Reading. Yeah. I'm so proud. I'm so pleased for him to get that goal. You're dead right. It's been absolutely brilliant. And, you know, I just think we just need to keep our feet on the ground, because as we heard from Stuart Webber recently, there is going to be a bad spell. There is going to be another blip. Fans just need to realise we're not going to win every game or be unbeaten for the rest of the season. That just won't happen.
Oh.
And it might happen, but it won't. Come on, let's be serious. We're Norwich fans, Chris. We know what's going on. But the bottom line is, you know, if we don't go up this season, if we finish ninth or tenth, I still think that will be a minor success, bearing in mind we've had to sell some of our best players, we've had to cut costs, etc, etc. You know, that's the expectation now, but I still think there's a sneaky chance of the playoffs.
Will we be this upbeat when we next speak to you in a few weeks' time? There's only one way to find out. Thanks, everyone.